This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 9th of June. Well, Indian markets witnessed profit-taking as investors preferred to book some profits at higher levels on Tuesday. Sensex fell by more than 800 points from the intraday high of 34,811, while the Nifty 50 broke below 10,200 and 10,100 levels respectively. Now, if you look at the final tally on D-Street, then Sensex was down by 413 points to close at 33,956, while the Nifty 50 fell 120 points to close at 10,046. Now, weak global cues as well as profit booking at higher levels led to more than 100% slide in Nifty 50. Investors would also watch out for the outcome of the US Fed meet on June 10th. That's what most experts suggest at this point in time. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare, realty stocks, while selling pressure was visible in telecom, banks, energy, oil and gas, and consumer durable. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index was down by 0.2%, while the small-cap index fell by 1%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like M&M, Sun Pharma, IndusInd Bank, and Dr. Reddy's, while top Nifty losers include names like BPCL, Tata Motors, Gail India, as well as Wipro. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the S&P BSE Telecom Index fell by 3%, followed by the BankX, which was down by 2.3%, and the Oil and Gas Index fell by 1.9%. Now, buying was visible in the Healthcare Index, which was up 1.1%, followed by the Realty Index, that was up 0.3%. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like ITC, GMR Infra, Cadila Healthcare, SBI Life, as well as Dr. Reddy's. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Bharti Infratel, RBL Bank, ITC, as well as Muthoot Finance. And short buildup was seen in stocks like Bharat Forge, Tata Chemicals, Hero Motor Corp, as well as Titan Company. Now, at a time when both Sensex and Nifty slipped below their crucial support levels, well, more than 60 stock hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Dr. Reddy's, Lupin, Muthoot Finance, Adani Green, as well as Sun Pharma. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, IndusInd Bank were the first stock. Well, in fact, the stock price rose by 2% after media reports suggested that promoters said they plan to buy more of its shares in the secondary market. In fact, the rally in the IndusInd Bank continued for the second consecutive day in a row. FL India was up by 2% after the company said it will acquire 66.67% stake in Singapore-based AppNext through one of its subsidiaries for $17.25 billion. Adani Green jumped around about 5% after it has bagged the first of its kind manufacturing-linked solar contract worth 45,000 crores from SECI. PVR was down by 7% after the multiplex chain reported consolidated net loss of 74 crores for the March quarter. Sun Pharma jumped 2% after CLSA maintained buy rating on the call with a target of 560. Inox Leisure was, was down by almost 10% after the company reported a consolidated net loss of 82 crores for the March quarter. Century Inca share price surged over 17% after the company's net profit came in at 21 crores compared to 10 crores, while revenue was down by 21% at 340 crores versus the 435 crores reported by CNBC TV 18. Now, let's also look at how Nifty's plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it faced resistance near the 100 days moving average placed at 10,277. Well, technically, this pattern indicates sell on intraday rise action in the market, and further weakness is possible. Experts are of the view that the short-term trend of the Nifty seems to have reversed towards the downside. Now, the next lower support to be watched at 9950, and any upside bounce attempt could actually find resistance near 10,135. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. Now, on the lower side, the Nifty is expected to find support around about 10,000 to 9950 in the short term, and Nifty is expected to slip below this area in the next three to four sessions. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.